Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, had a grant writing workshop planned for late January in Somerset, but an ice storm in the area changed that. KCARD's Alita Bott says it's rescheduled for next Wednesday, February 20th.
We're going to be talking about grant programs, how to apply for grant programs, what to know about grants, and then also have people that represent different programs that do offer grants there to talk about the different programs they offer and how people should apply.
The event will be held at the Pulaski County Extension Office, and for those attending, could open some important doors.
What I tell people is that, you know, grant money is only becoming more competitive. You have to show that you are the best investment for whatever that organization wants to do. And so the best thing to do is to start early, get prepared, learn up on it, and work with us so that hopefully we can make your application rise to the top.
She says the workshop will cover complete strategies for success with grants. She says generally, relative to the growing number of ag-related businesses and entrepreneurs in Kentucky, as a state, we're not obtaining our fair share.
So what we really want to do is try to level that playing field by getting more information out early, because that appears to be one of the indicators of success that other states have used.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
As mentioned before the break, the number of ag entrepreneurs here continues to rise, and KCARD's Alita Bott feels that for some of them, successful grant writing strategies could give them a jump start. And she says their potential attendee base is diverse.
So it does include agricultural producers, individual farmers, farmer co-ops, rural businesses, value-added agricultural businesses, food businesses.
They do need attendees to RSVP, but the all-day workshop is no charge.
The Kentucky Ag Development Board provides the funding for this program. We do not charge a fee. People just need to pre-register by contacting me.
That Somerset workshop is February 20 at the local extension office, and another was just announced for February 25th at the UK Research and Education Center in Princeton. Email RSVPs work best, and her address is Botts, that's B-O-T-T-S, at GrowKentuckyAg.com. Botts at GrowKentuckyAg.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.